Welcome to a very special episode of A Vashon Minute, where we usually take a moment to focus on one island issue or one island person at a time. I'm your host, Susan McCabe, and today it is my great pleasure to introduce a new playwright to the Voice of Vashon audience. She is Blake Smith, a recent graduate from Margie Butcher's Chautauqua Elementary School third grade class and my pen pal. Blake has turned an excerpt of one of her books into a radio theater play titled Puppy Love, and you are her first audience, dear listeners. I am delighted to introduce Blake Smith and her friends Noah and Reese Martin, and Blake's dad, Caleb Smith, and Noah and Reese's dad, Praben Martin, on sound effects. And now, Puppy Love by Blake Smith. The opening scene is Blake's bedroom on a school day morning.
Good morning, Jack, my cute little puppy.
Oh, hi, Mom. You don't look happy to see me.
Well, you're still in bed, and the bus gets here in 20 minutes, so you better get going.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm not joking, Angelina. Hurry up.
Okay.
Actually, get ready. Don't just come downstairs.
Oops, good call. Okay, gotta make my bed. Oops. Oh, well, good enough. Now for my clothes. That doesn't really match. Oh, it's fine.
Here is your bagel, Angelina.
Thanks. I'm going to get ready in the bathroom. My hair is so tangled. Done. Now to brush my teeth.
Angelina, get back here. You forgot your bag, lunch, and shoes.
Oh, I still have on my slippers. Anyway, Mom, I want different shoes.
Angelina, why do you have to be so picky? The bus is here.
I need my Vans. Oh, my bag is still open. Oh, no, the bus is leaving.
Run to Kylie's house, quick!
Hey, bestie, I have to tell you about my morning. It could not get any worse. Oh, no, it's Gus the bully.
Hey, Angelina, is that your babe sister? Oh, wait, that's just Kylie.
Just because Kylie is short doesn't give you a right to tease her. Come on, let's go.
Whatever.
Thanks.
Of course.
What was that noise?
Everybody, find out where that noise is coming from so I can get back on the road. We're going to be late.
Hey, bus driver Paul, I think it's coming from Angelina's backpack.
What? Angelina, what's in your backpack?
What? My backpack? Nothing, bus driver Paul, I swear.
All right, we'll keep it down. Especially you, Angelina. No more funny business back there. Oh, I'll write you up.
Phew, I can't believe Gus almost got me in trouble for something I didn't do. For once, I can't wait to get to school. Off to sixth grade biology we go.
After you put all stuff in the lockers, come on.
Wasn't that bus ride crazy?
Yeah.
Miss Brisbane, are you okay? You don't look very happy.
Well, you're late.
I guess the extra stop made the bus take longer than we thought.
I thought it was weird the halls were empty.
Let's hurry up and take a seat.
Wow. Wow, tough luck in biology.
Totally.
Well, hopefully it's better in science class.
Well, we do have another test since it's test day.
Yeah, whoopee.
I hope I remembered my homework. Yep, I remembered.
Great, so did I.
I think I'm pretty smart and I'm going to ace this test. I'm going to use my homework to help me.
Great idea, I'll do that too.
Yeah, there's a pretty good chance we'll pass.
Okay, class, let's start the test. Time's up, while I grade your papers, you can have free choice.
I can't believe Mr. Liar let us have free choice. He never lets us have it.
Oh, yeah. It's really crazy.
Okay, I'll fast track your grades now.
I'm so excited to see what I got. 89%! What? What did you get, Angelina?
I got a 50%. No, I can't do school gymnastics anymore.
Why?
One, because my mom won't let me, and two, I got such a low. Two, I will be dead. Okay, so science didn't go as planned, but I'm going to ace social studies. Plus, we already finished the test.
What do you mean?
Remember, we do our homework, then we turn it in. She grades it, then we're done.
Oh, yeah.
Now we just have to turn it in.
You ready?
Oh, yeah. 100%, here I come.
That's the spirit. Here's mine.
Great, hold on. Just gotta get mine. I've got a lot of stuff in this bag. Here it is.
But it's blank.
It is? No, oh no. I did all my homework except this one.
You must be, well, you have to finish it or you're gonna get a 0%.
I'll probably get 0% either way, but it's worth a shot.
You must be happy Mrs. Coleman is taking so long for class to start.
Yeah, and done.
Okay, class, turn in your homework and test.
And just in time.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm passing back your test now.
I got 100%.
Me too. It will probably make up for my science test.
Yeah, now you want to go get lunch? It's hot dogs.
If my dog Jack were here, he would devour the kitchen.
You would so get detention for that.
I'm stoked. I just know it's hot dog day. I've been smelling it from the kitchen all day.
Hoy, if we're the last ones there, we might get sandwiches.
No! There are no more hot dogs.
Ah! There's a dog in the kitchen!
Oh no! Jack is trapped in the lunchroom and eating all the hot dogs. He's going to have a stomachache, but more importantly, I am toast.
Come on, let's catch him.
Move, out of our way. Jack, come. Oh no, he just ran into the principal.
Now you're toast, detention toast.
Bravo, brava. Thanks to Blake Smith, Noah and Reese Martin, super dads Caleb Smith and Preben Martin for bringing us this fabulous new play. And thanks to you, dear listeners, for sharing the world premiere of Puppy Love, an original play right here on A Vashon Minute. Stay tuned to VOV. You never know what might come next.